Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, my name's Kimberly, and it's so nice to have you here listening to the podcast again. I hope you're all doing well and that you're enjoying the new season, because as of now, it's officially fall or autumn. I don't know which word I like better, to be honest. For the people that don't know, I'm Dutch, which means that English is not my first language. And here we learn English in school, but also from TV and books and social media. So you kind of learn both British and American English. And sometimes that can be a little bit confusing for me, because then I don't know which word to pick. But I think I like autumn better. Sorry. I think I like autumn better. It has such a nice ring to it. Like, the word autumn sounds like what autumn feels like, you know what I mean? But I also really do like fall, because people say like the leaves fall off the trees. I don't know why we're talking about this. Anyways, I've been really enjoying autumn so far, or at least the thought of autumn, because it has actually been quite warm the last few days. Not the fall weather you'd expect, but I have been wearing a lot of sweaters, even though they literally made me sweat. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about TikTok brain rot. And I essentially came up with this idea because I came across this post on Reddit by the user Agoon11 stating the following. Like many Gen Z, I am absolutely addicted to TikTok. Recently, I took a break from it. There's so much information and discourse from our generation that happens on TikTok. So I always have FOMO about missing social discussions, trends, internet culture, etc. Because of this, I decided to re-download it when I needed to research something, like a product. No one does reviews on YouTube anymore, sad face. Or to find nice places to eat, etc. I never realized how obnoxious it was before. In the month that I left, there were already 5 different makeup aesthetics and 5 new skin products I should have bought already. Why is everyone trying to be something? From high-value woman to the under-consumption trend, all of them are feeding you something different. It's like a mass identity crisis that brands are utilizing the shit out of. Latte girl, strawberry girl, do you makeup, glazed donut, office siren? What the fuck? Are we okay? When I read this, I felt so heard. I felt so seen, because I feel the exact same way. Let me just start off by saying that I really like TikTok, but it is so addicting. I don't really remember when, like, Musical.ly became TikTok. It's like a couple of years ago. Maybe it's already 10 years ago. I don't know. Time flies by. When TikTok was relatively new and everybody was downloading it and everybody was like, oh my god, you need TikTok. Like, it was so trending, and it was so, like, it was a new age social media app, you know? Everybody wanted it. And I was really, really against it. I was like, nope, not happening. I already have several social media addictions. I'm not gonna fall into this trap. First few years that TikTok existed, I was sure I wasn't gonna make an account and I was not gonna let myself fall for this trap. You know, years flew by and people were like, why don't you have TikTok yet? I wanna send you something on TikTok. And then people would send me links through WhatsApp and I would click on them and then go to the friggin' TikTok through Google page. And I don't know, people kept sending me stuff and I was like, maybe I should get a TikTok account and just, you know, get a DM and just, you know, it'd be simpler. So I got TikTok. And at first, I really didn't know how it worked. It was such, like, I remember feeling like such a boomer because I didn't know, you know, how to use it. And I've had Instagram forever. I've had Facebook forever. I don't really use that anymore, but that's a different discussion. You know, I have had Twitter forever. So it felt so weird for me that I didn't know how it worked. Once I figured out how it worked, I instantly got addicted to it. Because it's just so easy, right? It's like she's saying in the post, like, when you want to look something up, we don't really go to YouTube anymore. We don't really go to Google anymore. We go to TikTok. I never really thought about that, but I really do use TikTok a lot. I don't even use it for entertainment alone. I use it for, like she's saying in the post, I don't know if she's a she, but I don't know, I just assumed that she was a she. They are saying in the post, we use it for product reviews, we use it for restaurant reviews. When I book a trip to Greece, to Zakynthos, I checked out every restaurant there, every cool beach, secret beaches, cool hikes. Lately, I just feel like I've been using it a little bit too much, And that's when I saw the post on Reddit. I read it and then it kind of hit me like, oh my God, we are actually out here all thinking the same thing. But what I want to talk about is TikTok brain rot, and especially kind of the TikTok culture that we are kind of living in. You know, the sayings, the aesthetics, the trends, and yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. To start off, I just want to say that I also think it's kind of cute when people indulge in like little stupid trends together, and it kind of like, it has a way of connecting people. So I'm not hating on everyone or anyone, sorry. I'm not judging anyone, and I certainly don't want to make this like a negative episode, but I do think that we need to talk about this. I feel like we're all very, very addicted. Like, literally go to your screen time right now and check your screen time. Actually, let me look at mine. Okay, so actually mine's not that bad today. Well, okay, never mind, I guess. Oh my God. I was gonna say my TikTok is only 24 minutes today, but I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but it says that I spent 5 hours on Instagram today and almost 3 hours on YouTube. That is actually insane. That is actually insane. Anyways, let's talk about TikTok brain rot, because we're not here to shame me today, but I do have to work on this. And that's actually what I'm saying, is that we're all spending way too much time on social media. Back to TikTok. Let's talk about some of the trends that we've been seeing lately. I feel like lately what I've been seeing on TikTok are mostly food trends. And I think right now the cucumber salad is like really popular. You know, the like sometimes you need to eat a whole cucumber by this guy named Logan. I've been seeing this everywhere and I'm kind of pissed about it, honestly. Because there's like this specific salad that he makes. Or I don't even know if you can call it a salad. It's like, there's only a cucumber in there, but he makes it with like soy sauce, and I think he puts garlic in it and stuff. And let me just say one thing, okay? I have been making that same exact recipe for years. You can ask Dylan. I've been making it for him ever since we started dating, and I always serve it as a side dish when I'm making like a fried rice or noodles or like, you know, it's just a really nice, crunchy side dish. And I've been making it for years. And now, all of a sudden, this guy puts it in a container and makes it like this aesthetic video or something. And people are like going crazy for it. Like, they've never seen cucumbers before. I read that, like, I don't know which country it was. Oh, yeah. It was Iceland. Iceland was out of cucumbers. Literally, they were sold out in the supermarket. Because everybody's making this salad from TikTok. And same thing goes for when that Dubai bar was trending, you know, the Dubai chocolate bar with like the pistachio filling. I've never tried it before. And the reason why I've never tried it before is because I essentially just didn't want to. I was like, am I really gonna try this because I saw other people doing it on TikTok? Is that really why I want to do it? Like, do I actually want to taste it, or do I just want to be part of this trend, you know? So I did in fact not try it. Maybe I will someday. Another part of TikTok culture, I think, is like the sayings from viral videos. I think a good example of this is like the very demure video. And I actually have a funny story about this. My friend, like, I was doing something and she told me, oh, very demure, very mindful. And this was like a few weeks ago, and I was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? I could tell that she was like, oh, never mind, I'm on TikTok too much, you know, like classical TikTok brain rot. And so she showed me the video, and all of a sudden, literally after I learned that, the next day I saw it everywhere. I just hadn't seen it on my For You page yet, and apparently she had. So she beat me to it. But I, like, right in that moment, I felt like such a boomer. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I can only imagine our parents and grandparents thinking that when we're saying stuff like that. So I just feel like there's this whole TikTok culture, this whole internet culture that I think everybody just wants to be a part of, because you don't want to kind of miss out on stuff. Like the person in the post on Reddit said, like, you don't want to have FOMO and don't know what's going on. Because I actually tried removing deleting my TikTok and my Instagram once. I think it was like 2 years ago or something. I deleted it for a week, and that week I felt really, really good, but I couldn't take it anymore. Like, the fact that I was missing out on so many things, I re-downloaded it. There's not really that much important stuff going on there, but still you feel like you're missing out. I get my news from social media nowadays. I don't read a paper. I don't really watch the news. I literally get it from social media, which I feel like most people from my generation get their news from social media. And I think it's also such an easy way because you don't have to wait for the 7 p.m. news. You can just, you know, you can just read about it as it happens. Like, you can even watch a live stream, which is part of the dark side of TikTok, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, deleting it for me wasn't successful, and that just kind of proves how addicting it is. Another reason why TikTok and other social media in general are bad for you, I mean, not necessarily bad, but like maybe have like a negative impact on you, is because everything is about aesthetics these days. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't care about how I looked. I didn't care about what my bedroom looked like. I feel like nowadays when I buy something new, whether it's clothes, whether it's makeup, whether it's something for my house, I am so focused on getting something aesthetic. Literally the other day when we were in Switzerland, I was at Sephora and I was looking at some liquid blushes. There was this, I think it was a Too Faced blush or maybe an e.l.f. blush, I don't even know. And I liked it a lot. This is so embarrassing to admit, honestly. I don't even know if I want to talk about this, but I liked it a lot. And then I saw that they also had a Rare Beauty stand. For the ones that don't know, we don't have a Sephora in the Netherlands, and we also can't buy Rare Beauty here. Because of TikTok and all the beauty influencers that I see every day on my For You page, I knew that these Rare Beauty blushes are really, really good, but they didn't really have a color that I liked, or well, they did have one that I liked, but it wasn't necessarily what I was looking for, because I was looking for like a really like bright pinkish tone, because Sabrina Carpenter, because I saw it on TikTok. Oh, so embarrassing. Anyways, even though I liked the color of the other brand, I still went with the Rare Beauty one, because I was like, you know, well, I saw it on TikTok, so I guess it's good. And it is really good. Like, I have to admit, it's really good. I also tested it in the store, of course, like on my hand. But in the end, I got it because I saw it on TikTok. That just goes to show that we are so sensitive to what other people think and what other people post on social media, that it kind of influences our life. Little things like this, like deciding which liquid blush to get, we are so sensitive to what other people think is good. We literally trust strangers that we saw on our phones to make that decision for us, which is really crazy. And it sends me in a spiral if I think about it. But yeah, that's essentially what happened. So I got the Rare Beauty blush. I am very happy with it, but it's just crazy to think about. I do think it's not always a bad thing to use TikTok as a reference for something. Because like I said, when I went to Greece, I did a little research on TikTok and I saw where other people went, where they did hikes, where they went to secret kind of undiscovered beaches. Well, obviously they're not undiscovered, otherwise they wouldn't have been there. But yeah, that did help me on my trip, because we actually went to some pretty cool places. And I think if it wasn't for TikTok, we wouldn't have discovered those places. Maybe if we asked some locals, but not everybody in Greece speaks English. So I think TikTok was a really, really great tool for that. Let's talk about the dark side of TikTok. Sometimes I'll be scrolling on TikTok and I'll see a funny video that's a little bit edgy. You know, maybe some dark humor is involved. I kind of like that sometimes when it's like not crossing too much of a line. But sometimes when you watch a video like that, obviously the algorithm adapts and you get like kind of weird stuff sometimes. I think TikTok videos aren't filtered good enough. I feel like because there's a whole team, right? Or is that like all automatic? I don't even know. But I feel like there's people that get paid to filter out the bad stuff, right? And so it doesn't get on your feed. But for me, I feel like sometimes I get like really traumatizing stuff on my TikTok videos, where there's like a POV of like a shooter. And I feel like that really shouldn't be on TikTok. And I don't know, it's just really, I don't want to see that stuff, you know? I don't want to, there's kids on this app, even though I think there shouldn't be. But there's kids, obviously, and they shouldn't be seeing this stuff. So yeah, when I get weird videos like that, I always report them. And then I'll go scrolling and watch a lot of girly stuff. So my For You page goes back to normal. I'll just watch a lot of like get ready with me's and stuff, and then it goes back to normal and I'm like all happy again. Yeah, it makes me realize like if you keep watching those kind of videos, you get more and more weird stuff and it gets weirder and weirder. It's not only with weird videos or dark humor or like graphic videos, but it's also videos that promote conspiracy theories. And I feel like when there's people that are like really sensitive to that stuff, they keep watching more and more. I feel like the more you see, the more you're gonna believe it. And I think that's a really dangerous game to play. So that's another side of TikTok that I think is really dark. And I feel like it would be better for all of us if we started using TikTok a little less and did a little bit more research on our own. By just, you know, just Googling stuff again. Instead of just listening to other people's opinions. Because at the end of the day, everything's opinion-based on TikTok. There's no real facts there, you know. Your mental health really, really gets a lot better if you just start doing other stuff instead of just mindlessly scrolling. And I'm not just like trying to be like your mom. I'm not trying to be like your mom and saying like, oh my god, you should get off TikTok and stuff like that, because I am very like, I'm guilty as charged. I spend a lot of my time on social media, but when I don't and I just pick up a book and have some actual me time, doing yoga, doing like reading and baking, I feel so much better. I don't think this is a secret to anyone. I don't think I have to teach you how to actually do something for yourself. I don't think it's a secret. I think we all know that working out, just doing something mindful, is overall better for your health. For me, I feel like sometimes when I'm like really, really tired, it's just so easy to pick up your phone and just scroll away and don't have to think about anything. But at the end of the day, all you're doing is absorbing more information and making yourself more tired. And I think sometimes it's better for you to just pick up a book and read about something fictional that kind of gets you out of your bubble and gives you some actual happy feelings, or maybe teaches you something new if you don't read fictional books. But I feel like just scrolling away on TikTok is only making you more tired, even though maybe you're not feeling it in the moment. So what we could do to minimize our screen time, right, on social media, is what I'll do is sometimes I'll set a timer for myself and I'll say we're gonna have 10 minutes of scrolling time. And then it's done. It's done. I don't care if you're watching a video and it's not like it hasn't ended yet. We're just closing the app, like closing it all the way. Because I feel like sometimes it's so easy to say, oh, let me just finish this one, or just like one more. Setting an alarm and actually stopping when it goes off is a really good tip and has really worked for me. Another thing you can do to not have yourself being distracted is just putting your phone on silent. And when you have an iPhone, you can actually pick and choose what you want to get notifications from and who can call you, who can message you. So you can like customize it all the way, and you can just say like, hey, I don't want to get any notifications from TikTok. I'm not 100% sure on this one, but when you turn it on, the little red number near the app icon goes away, because that's like a really big trigger for me. I don't know if other people experience this, but when there's like a little number, it says like 9 messages or something, it is so easy for me to click on that app and check them out. And before I'm even checking out my notifications, I'm already scrolling. And then I'm like mid scrolling, I'm like, what am I doing? Literally, what am I doing? I was just gonna check out some notifications I got, and now I'm scrolling again. I think another great tip is to actually find something to do when you're not scrolling so that you don't get bored and start scrolling. For me, it is, like I said, picking up a book. I've been reading again lately. Doing some yoga, going on a walk, baking, cooking, listening to music. Literally anything that gets your mind off of social media is, I think, better. Literally better. And unless you're like gaming like 8 hours straight on your computer, that's worse, I think. But doing something mindful and doing something for yourself that actually gives you energy is always better than just mindlessly scrolling. Because in the end, you're gonna feel worse. You're gonna see someone that has it better than you, that has nicer makeup, that has a nicer home, that has like the perfect family. I don't know, I just always feel worse when I get off social media. So just don't, and go do something else, because there's so many cool stuff you can do. We are on this earth to live our lives. And I don't know, I don't want to get spiritual or like act like I'm such a good advice giver or anything like that, but there's just so many things that you can do, and life is way too short to just spend it scrolling away, you know. And once you realize that and actually try and make an effort to do something else than scrolling, maybe you'll pick up a new hobby. Maybe you'll discover something about yourself, something you're very good at, or something you really enjoy doing. I am, again, not shaming anyone that is like scrolling away. Maybe you've had like a hard day and all you want to do is scroll. Maybe you're like super tired. Maybe you're sad and you just don't really feel like doing anything. That's okay. We all have those days where all we want to do is scroll because we're just super tired and we don't really have energy to do something else, to do yoga or workout or I don't freaking know, anything. And I just want to say that that's okay. This episode is in no means made to shame anyone. But I do think that it's good to reflect sometimes and just look inward and say to yourself, hey, I know maybe I like scrolling and in the moment it's making me feel good. But at the end of the day, it's so much better to do something for your mind, for your body. And that's all I'm trying to say with this episode, is that we just have to be mindful. At the end of the day, there's so many cool things to do other than scrolling. So yeah, again, I hope you like this episode. And the question of today is, what is your screen time? Like today, right now, look at your phone. Let me know. Let me know what you thought about this episode. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at the NNT podcast. Same goes for TikTok. And you can also follow my personal Instagram. It's at Kimberly Mies. Same goes for TikTok, but with two S's at the end. Yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a very good day. Maybe this is the end of your day and you're going to sleep soon. So in that case, have a good night's rest. I know I will. Yeah, I hope to catch you in the next episode. Bye.